Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 9. Les Meurtriers et les Canines, deuxième partie. Cutthroats and Canines, part 2.
Two lost lambs. Such trouble they see. Watching each other die, their last sights shall be.
Monsieur Murdoch held Lizette by the throat and pushed his thumbs down on her trachea while the growing flames consumed the airplane hangar.
I don't often associate my work with pleasure, but you will make this an exception.
Lizette's vision narrowed, but she could see the gleaming blade hanging over her chest. Cookie quickly scurried out of Murdoch's pocket and down his arm, sinking her sharp teeth into the flesh of his wrist. Blood ran down his hand as Murdoch released his grip on Lizette, allowing oxygen to return to her lungs.
You son of a bitch! I'm not your little lamb! Cookie! Macaron!
Cookie scampered back to Lizette, quickly finding her favorite spot on Lizette's shoulder.
You should never have touched my friend!
Lizette fired two jabs at Murdoch's injured shoulder, bringing him to his knees in pain. Seizing the moment, she sprinted to the mechanic's table under the plane where her childhood friend was lying unconscious on the hangar floor.
Adele! Get up! Quickly, Adele! Come on, Adele! Allez, we need to get out of here!
No one is going anywhere.
Murdoch was standing 10 feet away from the two women with a small pilot flame burning on his left hand.
You know, I've realized something. I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Murdoch primed the flamethrower to spray the last of his combustible fuel.
Screw it, Chief. Screw all of you. I just want to see you, your friend, and your stupid rat in hell!
But as he raised his hand...
It looks like you're out of gas.
No worry. I'll just kill you the old-fashioned way.
Lizette!
On the other side of the warehouse...
Lizette!
Thurrican sprang to his feet...
Damn it!
...and held his forearm against his face to shield against the intense wall of fire...
He's gonna kill her.
...that separated him from Lizette, Adele, and Cookie.
That one-handed maniac is gonna kill her! How am I gonna get through the fire? Think, Clerican, think!
Please tell me you added ballistic armor to the Eclair.
No armor, but way more fireproof than me. Hold on, Lizette!
Clerican sprinted to the Eclair and slammed the van into gear, pointing it at the wall of fire and debris that had surrounded him.
All right, Eclair. Show me what a badass you could be with three tires and one crazy driver!
Back on the other side of the airplane hangar.
Was your little sparkler the last of your pathetic surprises?
I don't need any more surprises. You're just a child. You're all just children!
Murdoch spun right to launch his boot into Lizette's chest, sending her reeling backwards, smashing into the mechanic's table under the private jet.
Now, where were we?
Murdoch swung his bladed arm down towards Lizette, but she spun away, leaving his blade embedded in the table.
Stuck in your own way, you bastard!
Now, I've got you, child. You know, your neck, it just feels so right in my hand. It just makes me want to squeeze.
What was left of Lizette's vision darkened, Her legs flailed beneath her. Her hand desperately searched the table to find something, anything.
Lassette!
Across the hangar, Hurricane looked in horror.
Shit! Hang on, Lassette. Hang on. Okay. Okay. Come on, Excalibur. Let's boot up Cookie's interface. There. Okay, Cookie. I'm gonna give you a job. And it's a big one. Okay. Let's download a picture of a butterfly knife. Drag it to her visual and audio cortex. Now drag over the motivator icon. And activate the command there. Okay, Cookie, Baguette, get the knife. Cookie, Baguette.
Cookie's brain tingled as she suddenly raised to find Lizette's trusted butterfly knife on the hangar floor. She grabbed it with her teeth and struggled to pull it towards Lizette's hand.
You've no idea what you've cost me. No idea what you've done.
I know what I've done.
Lizette jammed the butterfly knife into Murdoch's right thigh, sending him reeling back in pain.
I've made sure France has one less psycho in it. Cookie! Macaron!
With Cookie on her shoulder and free from Murdoch, Lizette pushed away to find Clorican.
Clorican! Clorican, where are you? We need to get out of here!
You know, I like this gun.
Murdoch limped out of the thick fog of dark smoke, holding the discarded Udav pistol that Clorican had dropped on the floor.
He's strong, he's powerful, and it's what I call a discussion ender.
That's good, because I was getting really tired of hearing you speak.
Listen to me, you little rapscallion. First, I'm going to shoot your legs, and then I'm going to cut you apart slowly, so I can truly enjoy your pain. Your boyfriend can watch. And then you and all your friends are going to die in this inferno.
Really? Because I think you should keep a closer eye on my friends.
Behind Murdoch, Adele stood at the top of the disassembled executive jet.
You know, I'm really tired of listening to men tell women what to do.
She held the control switch to the turbine engine in front of Murdoch. Adele slammed her hand down to activate the airplane engine mounted to the concrete floor. Murdoch lunged to grab the base of the mechanic's table, but the suction of the engine was too great. Murdoch crashed into the fan blade array. The sounds of twisting metal filled the warehouse until only his legs were still visible, hanging limply outside the engine.
Hurry, you guys! This place is gonna blow!
Let's go! Come on,
I'm coming!
Woo. Nice piloting, Adele. Now let's get out of here. You have Cookie?
Of course I do! Cookie just earned the Grand Cross in the Legion of Honor.
I feel like we all did. Let's peel!
Go, go!
The warehouse was now engulfed in flames as the rafters and wooden crates inside combusted.
Ah! Can the van go any faster?
Not unless you want to push!
Above, one of the steel girders collapsed, just missing Clorican as he drove the Eclair off the loading dock and through the ripped garage doors.
Woo! We're out!
Yes! Oh my god! Instagram will never believe this!
Hand me my phone.
What are you doing?
I gotta call Raptor.
Can it wait?
No, it actually can't. We just blew up a building, an airplane.
Oh, and a lot of priceless artwork.
And artwork. That means cops, airport police, and God knows who else are gonna be here any second. We gotta get this VATEC data leaked. If they arrest us first...
Yeah?
Raptor? Raptor's clerk. Is Big Mac done making Swiss cheese out of Cookie's data cache?
Are we still doing that?
What? Yes, of course, we're still doing that!
Yeah, I'm just kidding. We finished decompiling 10 minutes ago. Dude, this VATEC company was doing some shady stuff, man. Oh, and dude, you're not gonna believe—
Whatever it is, just dump it. I don't care. Link it, upload it, stream it, just get it out on the internet. Whatever you gotta do, it's the only way to stop VATEC before they turn every critter into a nanny cam. Got it?
Yeah, got it. On it, brother. Flushing out this data stream now. What's your ETA?
Still about 20 minutes out. Can you run a police scan and send me a route to make sure we avoid as much law enforcement as we can?
You got it. Sending now. Get yourself back to the lair, man. No one will find you here. Over and out.
Man, what's this? Well, what do we have here? Huh. No way. Wow. Clurrican's gonna freak when I show him this.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Good morning and welcome to French 2 News. I'm Jacques Determant. The main story today, the explosive data leak from the hacking group Entropica, implicating highly illegal activity at the VTech Corporation. Bombshell reports have surfaced of human test subjects being used to create an unknown, unlicensed bioweapon. Interpol has confirmed that over 50 refugees and illegal aliens have been found on the company's premises, along with allegations of a sales contract with North Korea. For more on this developing story, we go live to our reporter on the steps outside at VTech's headquarters.
Thank you, Jacques. We're on the steps outside VTech Tower, where we're expecting CEO Dr. Terent Venesois to be speaking shortly about the recent charges against the company and answering the allegations of illegal human experimentations. I have with me here one of the refugees that was found after being promised free healthcare and treatment by VTech for their family. Sir, can you describe your experience in VTech's care? Did you receive any medical treatment?
It was terrible. They said they would give us medicine. They lied. They lied! The things they did to our bodies, to our memories. My poor family.
Jacques, as you can hear, very disturbing allegations of unlicensed human experiments, as well as possibly treasonous financial dealings with North Korea in violation of international sanctions. I'm told we can expect Dr. Venesois any minute, and as you can see behind me, a huge crowd of reporters and international press have gathered to see how VTech's leader will address these shocking revelations. Back to you, Jacques.
Thank you. Very disturbing reports as allegations mount against the pharmaceutical giant.
The company, on the verge of one of the most massive corporate scandals in recent history, has shareholders in a panic, with the stock price plummeting today, down over 45% in just 2 days, as more news...
You can shut it off.
The press is waiting for you downstairs, Doctor.
Then, let's begin.
Dr. Venissois and her assistant left the enclave of their executive offices and descended to Vatek's lobby, where throngs of reporters were visible outside, already shouting questions at her. A microphone stand was positioned on the top step before the feverish members of the press. A line of five refugees that were apprehended on the company's premises stood beside the microphone and viewed Venissois warily.
Are you sure they understand the consequences?
We selected only the ones that still had family members in our custody. All of the test subjects were told that we would release them if and only if they stuck to the narrative that we instructed them.
Good. It's time.
Dr.
Venissois! The CEO of Vatek is starting a press conference now. Let's go live to the scene.
I'd like to begin by reading a brief statement, and then I'll take some questions from the press. As you all know, Vatek has been a leading innovator of pharmaceutical and medical therapies designed to benefit our patients.
Press conference has started.
Told her we would need more time! Hurry, give me the crate! We need to burn all the hard drives! Come on, come on!
Yeah, we need to get rid of the paper copies too.
How many?
There's two more boxes of records.
Open the door! Damn it, there's no time!
Come on, we can use the other furnace.
Open up! Forget the files! Hand me the rifle!
Enzo, these are...
Just give me the damn rifle! Take the oven!
Enzo, no!
We're coming in! Please! Hands up! Let's shoot! Cover me! Damn you all!
Enzo! Enzo!
Men down, men down! Call for backup!
As you all know, Vatek has been a leading innovator of pharmaceutical and medical therapies designed to benefit our customers and improve the health and well-being of all people all over the world.
Come on! Come on!
You take the right corridor! I'll check left!
This place is amazing!
We found another room!
Papa.
Hurry, hurry! We got more refugees
help
here!
Us. Help us!
We've been lashing
here!
We need to stretch
my daughter!
For over 30 years, Vatek has been at the forefront of pharmaceutical innovation, designed to enhance the wellness and medical health of its customers, as well as all of society's.
Drop, accelerating its fall, now down over 70% in the last 3 days.
A lot of explaining to do, obviously starting with the presence of so many illegal immigrants in the company's biolabs. I mean,
we find this gross accusation of torture and illegal immigration to be the lies of politically motivated media, and we will be fighting back to the full extent of the law. While our organization is undertaking a full investigation into these allegations, we deny any involvement with technology sales to any terrorist nation. We believe this false evidence was manufactured by members of the underground hacking community to profit from a sudden decline in our stock and the gain in cheap notoriety. I repeat, the evidence that you've seen released is not real. We hold our employees to the highest ethical standards, and we believe the dedication of our renowned scientists and physicists is beyond reproach. And most of all, we stand by the integrity of our work.
With the latest connection to North Korea revealed, the question is whether Venissois' personal actions were legally treason.
We will investigate the allegations fully to understand how the work of a small group of rogue employees could cooperate with a malicious ransomware attack on this corporate scale.
You keep saying you were just a low-level assistant, but so far I've got evidence of human trafficking, unlicensed medical procedures, kidnapping, falsification of records.
Listen, I
know the information that you're looking for. I worked in the labs. I can help you.
You'd better, because you're looking at 35 years. That's if you're not extradited.
My client has expressed a willingness to consider a plea bargain.
Vatek is dedicated to elevating human health.
Claiming the refugees were being given medical treatment under a
government. No such contract has been identified yet.
And as evidence of our humanitarian efforts, we've invited some of the volunteers from our MedFirst program to speak to you and tell you firsthand about their experiences under the care of Vatek while waiting for asylum in France.
Dr. Venissois replaced the microphone on its stand and lowered its height to accommodate the small Middle Eastern girl who stood behind her.
How about you, little one? Could you please tell some of the people here how Vatek helped you and your family?
I,
She's shy.
It's okay. I know you're nervous. Just talk a bit about where we found you and your father.
Hi, we were, it was...
What was that? We can't hear you, dear. Just speak into the microphone, so...
It was hell.
I believe the little girl was just going to mention the antibiotic treatment that...
I said, it was hell!
The small Middle Eastern girl removed a large hypodermic needle she had stolen from the biolab and plunged it into the neck of Dr. Venezuela, emptying its chemical contents into her jugular vein. The doctor collapsed to her knees, giving the girl the chance to withdraw and stab her again and again with the needle.
Appears Dr. Venezuela has been attacked.
The doctor was stabbed repeatedly.
Now lying on the ground.
Used to be in terrible pain.
Young girl that was allegedly held prisoner.
Huge crowd.
Now visible on the steps outside.
Violence.
Now on the ground, trying to control the bleeding.
For now, we can't get a clear
look. Used to be
shocking.
Cut away, damn it! Cut away!
Been taken into the
court coming in.
Again, the top story tonight. VTech's CEO, Dr. Terran Venezuela, has been murdered on the steps of the company's headquarters while holding a press conference to address the shocking reports of kidnapping, illegal human experiments, wire fraud, and charges of treason. The doctor was pronounced dead at Saint-Joseph Hospital in Paris hours after the press conference was cut short following an attack from one of the refugees found in the company's laboratories.
Man.
See? I told you Paris was gonna get a lot cooler now the Clerkin's here. Hey, what you turn it off for?
You said to come and get you when Big Mac starts beeping.
Oh, is it beeping?
More like chirping. Kind of like a feep, feep, feep.
Yeah, it's close enough. Let's go check on Big Mac and see what it found. Oh, come on, Freezy.
Oh, it's Breezy.
You have been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Lopotka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Lopotka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Mazabi, Todd Habercorn as Clerican, Caroline Givarche as Dr. Terran Venezuela, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Merodac, Monia Ayashi as Adele Lesange, June Yoon as Raptor, Terrence Smith as Enzo, Luc de Villard as Axel, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by David Duclos, Monia Ayashi, Bruno Stéphane, Eamon Salmon, Valeria Zunzun, Jean-Michel Richaud, Christian Roman, Todd Butera, Laura Post, Ryan Schreim, Audrey Fiorini, Luke Allen, and Kim Donovan. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions. And thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency. A woman wearing a long white coat walked slowly down a cobbled street until she reached the front door of a small limestone maisonette. Inside, she entered the grand salon and rested on a Chesterfield in the center. Her head felt heavy, but she lifted it to stare at a 15-foot mechanical humanoid with four gleaming metallic arms that stood in the middle of the room.
Victor is dead.
He wasn't able to obtain the chip for us. The people that intercepted me when I was chasing the two thieves must have killed him. We failed.
Lie down. You are damaged.
Not badly. What's your power level?
Less than 30%.
It should be higher by now. Program an additional 10% power siphon from the crypto farm. Our work isn't finished.
No. We must find the article from Solrans.
You still need to grow further, Maddox. To evolve.
I cannot develop further. I cannot be seen.
I understand. The next step in your evolution is delayed. We will have to pursue other avenues. Wake our friend up. It's time to put him to work.
Yes, Mother.
Leviathan Audio Production.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.